Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Jedson learned that Florence Stewart had at last swept away every vestige of that terrible pride of hers and come to Rosalind honestly and sincerely to ask to be accepted as a real mother, Anna Jedson was not in the least envious, nor fearful that she was going to lose Rosalind. Her heart was too big, and her nature too expansive to let jealousy take away from Rosalind one moment of happiness or peace of mind. To Florence, she said,
Mrs. Stewart, I've come to know you so well through all these days of strife and sorrow, to know the mother heart in you. I just glory in what you've done. We're not just neighbors now.
Indeed, we're not, Mrs. Jedson.
I've always wanted to take you in my arms, womanlike, and give you a big hug. I'm just a simple old body.
Bless you. Oh, bless you, dear Mrs. Jedson, for all you've done for all of us. Well, you know how we feel about it. Oh, Mrs. Jedson, did Rosalind say when she was leaving for Reno?
Guess she's going to wait until the end of the week. You don't know how glad I am Miss Arden's taken her room. Oh, I'd just have died without having daughter around for 6 weeks or more.
Well, I know Miss Arden will be a real comfort to you.
I won't see much of her. She's having such strange hours. But I will have somebody to cook for and do for her. Well, it's mighty hard to get back to cooking for one.
Oh, well, Bobby will be taking his meals with you, too.
Oh?
He says he wants to.
Even with Rosalind gone?
Yes. All the boy has to cling to now are memories. Mm. And your home is full of them. I didn't realize until this trouble came along that Bobby really is sentimental.
Every man's got a heap of sentiment in him. Just afraid to show it. I remember when Mr. Jedson was living. He'd always bring me a treat of some kind. A little surprise. Flowers or candy. Never did put anything in my hand, except in my engagement ring. Always put whatever he had in different places around the house. And then when I'd find him and run to kiss and thank him, why, he'd always say he never brought them to me. Must have been one of my sweethearts. Guess you call them boyfriends in this day and age.
Oh, I'm glad you had such a beautiful life while he was here. Bobby's just beginning to realize what he's lost. And how can we know these things unless we've lived and suffered, had and lost?
Mrs. Stewart, I baked these cookies special for Johnny. I used my real fancy cookie cutters, the new one. See? All the little animals and trees and flowers.
You know what he'll say when I show him, Miss Beth?
He'll just say, oh, my swan, I don't know.
Well, he'll say, Mom, Mrs. Jedson sure is a swell egg. And Anna Jedson, Johnny's right. You are.
Say, Uncle Jimmy, Why doesn't everybody go to Reno to get divorced?
Oh, various reasons, Johnny.
I think it's a swell idea. They ought to have a Reno in every city in the whole world.
Oh, think so?
Sure, Mike. 1, 2, 3, and then you can go and get married again.
Ooh, want to see the funnies, Johnny?
Nope, not tonight. I'm too busy winning at solitaire.
Yeah. Ever do a little fudging to help yourself win?
No, sirree. When I win a game, I win it.
Oh, you play for stakes?
Sure. I won 3 pennies the other night.
Ooh, from yourself, eh?
Well, if I'm playing cards with myself, I've got to win for myself, don't I? Hello, Brother Bobby.
Hello there, infant. Here are those peanuts. But now don't you eat them all at once.
Gee, you're a brick, Brother Bobby. Put her there, old socko kiddo.
Yeah, I know the rest. Old man of the mountain.
Oh, old man River. Oh, Bobby, not running off to bed this early.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Pretty tired tonight. Another day, another dull.
Oh, come on in. Sit down. Relax a minute. Read the paper.
Well, just for a few minutes. Have you seen Roz today, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes, I did. Mrs. Jedson's busy as a beaver getting her all fixed up in a best bib and tucker.
Yeah, to get divorced.
I'm going to give Mom and Dad and Dorothy some of these peanuts. Gee, they're good and hot, too.
Okay, little one.
Who's little? Not me. I'm growing up to be big like you.
Well, you certainly have won Johnny Stewart over to your side, Bobby. All that boy talks about lately is his brother, Bobby.
You know, Uncle Jimmy, Johnny and I had a little talk the other night, and now we're pals.
Well, that's wonderful news, Bobby. The years will pass, and before we know it, before you folks know it, Johnny will be a young man. I'd like to see him when he's 18 or 19. 19. You know, you were that age when I came here. Wonder where I'll be when you're 21.
Don't go away, Uncle Jimmy. This is your home, and we're your family. You're ours. So just keep on being one of us. You know, Dad's been talking things over with me about you and your future.
What, me? Uncle Jimmy have a future? First.
No, that's all right. Dad and I have ideas. Before you know it, you're liable to be a very busy person.
Going to consult me first before making me so busy?
I won't promise a thing. You just wait and see.
You got me all curious. When it comes to secrets, you know, I'm just like little Johnny. I can't wait.
Well, hold your horses now. It won't be long. Maybe a day or two. Mm. A week or two, but not more than a month anyhow. Good night, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, hey, you, Bobby. No fair running off like that. How about a little hint? You know, I might guess the first time. Get some pretty good hunches, you know.
Oh, you couldn't guess in 1,000 years. But don't hold your breath. It isn't that close. Tell Mom and Dad I said hello. Give me a call at 7, will you?
All right, Bobby. Plans for me, a future. Heavens, you never know what those Stewarts are up to. That's right, pal. Why, they might even want to incorporate us as Uncle Jimmy and Company. We fix it while you wait. Well, pal, there's one thing that can't be fixed while you wait. A broken heart. So don't ever try. Even little Johnny knows that can't be done for Bobby.
Father Stewart.
Yes, dear?
I wish I didn't have to go away.
Well, no one wishes that more than I do, daughter.
6 weeks in Reno and 2 days coming and 2 days going. I'll be so lonely.
Oh, now we'll write you every day, each and every one of us. And Johnny says he'll write twice a day. Then it'll be so wonderful coming home.
Do you think so?
Why, yes, dear. Just think of all of us at the train and...
But what am I coming home to, Father Stewart?
Your freedom, dear. And the privilege of picking up, not exactly where you left off, but starting over again.
Alone.
Yes, but then, when there's a decision to be made or some emergency to be met, we all of us are more or less alone in that moment.
I'm not as brave as I thought I was going to be now that it's just 24 hours away from taking the train.
Gives you sort of a funny feeling in here, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
I'll just be a stranger to Bobby when I get back. And for the time we've been together, all we both have is emptiness. Our marriage has been a failure.
That may be true, Rosalind, but after all, you both learned a lot about what not to do. And then when you both fall in love again...
Not me.
Oh, now you don't know. We can't say definitely yes or no about those things. Love means one thing one time and something else another. And it is possible to be in love. Yes, even half a dozen times.
I don't see how, but I suppose it is possible. I'm going to ask a favor. I don't want anybody at the train to see me off.
Oh, but dear.
Besides, I'm taking a very early train.
Oh, that train's going to be a pretty big place, and if you don't see one familiar face on that platform...
I'd rather have it that way.
Oh, well, I hope you change your mind. But if you still feel that way about it, let us know tomorrow night, and of course we'll respect your wishes.
Thanks, Father Stewart.
Rosalind, how about taking constitutional? Cal and I are about to take ours.
I'd love it. Last quarter of the moon, isn't it, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes, the old moon's dying. New moon's be coming out soon.
Night, Father Stewart. Love to Mother.
All right, dear. She's at prayer meeting. Evans hasn't been to a Wednesday night meeting in 2 years. Said she felt she needed one. Do her good. Do all of us good. Me included. Yeah. Well, that's all right, you rascal. Now you run ahead. Go on, out. Out you go. I'm loose.
He understands you, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes, but that doesn't mean that he minds me.
Just look at those stars. Heavens are full of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeedy. The heavens are full of them. Heavens are full of them. It's a great sight. Intrigued the eye of man from the beginning of time. Intrigued, mystified, made man doubt, made him wonder, filled him with awe, respect, brought him close, if he were an observing man, to the great force which put all those planets in their orbit, in a changeless, timeless, eternal world, into space.
Uncle Jimmy, what is space? What is time?
Well, someone once said time and space and God were all one. To that I would add, in my most humble and reverent manner, love.
Love. That is what Rosalind and Bobby sought and won, and for the moment lost. But now Rosalind is on the eve of a great adventure in Reno. And Bobby, how will the weeks affect him here at home? Will his path ever cross that of Edith Arden? And what plan do Arnold and Bobby have for Uncle Jimmy?